Today I'm joined by Karen Sprake, who is a home help and writer of Karen Cares. And today we're talking about cold weather and the danger to the elderly. Welcome, Karen.
Hello, Julie.
What are the dangers to the elderly of getting cold?
It's a shocking statistic, Julie, that 24,000 elderly people are expected to die as a result of the cold this year. This isn't just from hypothermia, as you'd expect, but there is also an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes from people being too cold.
Yes, I've read the article by Maureen Talbot, who is a senior cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation. What advice can you give to people to help keep themselves warm this winter?
There are several things people can do, Julie. One of them is wear lots of layers of thin clothing. Synthetic are better than cotton for keeping warmth in. Wear a hat. It might seem a bit daft to wear a hat in the house, but the majority of heat is actually lost through your head. Also, wear gloves and a scarf in the house as well if you're cold. Maybe consider buying some thermals. If you're sat down for a long period of time, raise your feet up on a footstool because the air is actually warmer a little bit higher up than it is at floor level. Good old-fashioned hot water bottle. Keep you cozy when you're sat watching TV. If you get really cold, maybe consider a hot bath or a shower to warm you back up.
Okay. What is the ideal temperature that people should be keeping, even if it is just their front room or their bedroom at?
The safest temperature to keep the main room at is 21 degrees Celsius, which is 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and the rest of the house can be about 18 degrees. That's a safe temperature.
Okay. And do the elderly find it harder to judge the temperatures?
Yes, they do, Julian, also because they're quite often less mobile. They're not moving around as quickly as younger people would be. They'd feel the cold more.
Okay, and is there anything that can help them monitor what the temperature of their rooms is?
There is. I've been giving away Age UK winter wrapped up guides and room thermometers for a couple of years now. And if anybody would like one, to contact you either here at Bay FM or contact using my website, Karen Cares, and I'll send one out to them in the post. These thermometers say whether the room is warm, ideal, cool or cold.
Is one of the reasons they don't keep their rooms warm due to the cost of energy nowadays?
Yes, it's been identified this year that many people aren't heating their houses adequately because they're scared of big fuel bills.
Thanks for that, Karen. And where can people go for more information, whether they're the elderly themselves or a carer?
The elderly themselves, Julie, might find it easier to pop down to Age UK in Roll Street. And for a carer, it's worth looking online. Money Saving Expert, he's got lots of information about grants that are available to insulate homes and keep them warm.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Karen.
Thank you for having me in, Julie. Bye.
No problem. Bye.